Hey friend, I'm Melissa and I'm obsessed with cheering on other women in this thing called life. I'm all about grabbing a cup of coffee, having healthy conversations, and making strong connections with others as we walk through what life brings. I'm a wife, mom of three, multi-passionate mama who is an online health and fitness coach, group coaching program creator, and Massachusetts realtor. The Healthy Connections podcast is here to connect you to other women who have found their purpose in life and are going for it. It's here to connect you with healthier options for your family through fitness to nutrition and to help you in creating healthier connections with your children and those you love. We are creating those healthy connections through conversation, community, and a little bit of that coffee. We want to help you honor the body God has given you physically so that you can overcome what life throws you mentally so that you can shine your light. Sound good? Okay, my friend, grab that cup of coffee, a jug of water, or a mason jar of kombucha. Put on those cozy socks and those yoga pants, and welcome to the conversation at the Healthy Connections Podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Healthy Connections Podcast. I'm excited to be with you today. It will be a quick one because today I am simply sharing 1 week of meal plans that are anti-inflammatory, that will help your body heal. And it's my meal plan that I am going to be having next week. So a lot of time or every week I sit down and I do my meal plan. Do I stick to it every single week? Not every single week. Things happen. And I give myself some grace there, but I do my best. I think prior planning prevents poor performance. So the more that you can plan ahead of time and have the groceries on hand, and if you can prep, that puts you even further ahead of the game. So for next week, I'm doing a lot of meals that I can just prep ahead of time on Sunday and then have it to grab and go for the entire week. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Grab a pen, grab some paper, or make some mental notes if you're driving. But I hope you like these recipes I'm going to give you. And they're literally recipes that my friend gave to me that I'm trying out. Some of them I've found on Pinterest. And they're simple. They're just super simple anti-inflammatory recipes that you can take these ingredients and just throw them in a bowl. That's all you have to do. Throw them in a bowl. I'm not going to measure anything. I'm kind of over counting calories. I'm kind of over the macro thing. My goal is to put protein at the forefront. So always having a lot of protein with each meal and greens. Protein and greens. That is my goal. And to eliminate processed foods. I really don't have a lot of processed foods. If I do, it's like some of those Mary's seed crackers. A shake of some sort, like a protein shake, but I'll use the protein powder and then put some almond milk in there. But it really makes a difference on the almond milk that you use too. So you got to be careful. They have some out there that's like three ingredients. That's the one that you want to go for. So just being aware of what you're consuming can really, make an impact on your health. So have I been the best at this? No. In stressful times, I tend to eat. That's how I deal with stress sometimes. And we all have our things on how we deal with stress. And stress can kill you. Stress does kill. And it can exacerbate symptoms if you have multiple sclerosis, or it can obviously give you anxiety. It kills your gut health. Like, stress is just not good. So the more that we can do to de-stress and heal our bodies, the better. So for me, that is really, I had a wake-up call and I am full steam ahead with my strength training plan and my anti-inflammatory meal plan. And when I say anti-inflammatory, I mean eliminating all dairy, which I don't have dairy anyway, but in case you don't know, dairy is really inflammatory. No gluten. I was having like two bagels, the Alvarado bagels, which are the ones that you find in the freezer section because there's really no preservatives, but still it's gluten, right? So no gluten. And for me, I've talked about this a million times, but I just love eggs, but I cannot have them. I've had a come to Jesus moment, so to speak, and I just cannot have eggs. So I'm omitting them from my meal plan because they cause me inflammation and they disrupt my gut health and they make me bloated. So I just can't do it. So that's where I am at. Just as a reminder, I am not a certified dietitian. I don't have a degree in nutrition. I have certifications in holistic health and holistic nutrition from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. I hold some personal training certificates as well as some nutrition certificates from the National Academy of Sports Medicine. I'm SYNC certified, which means that I can help you figure out your meals and figure out your exercise based on your time of month, ladies. So I have all these certifications, but I am not a registered dietitian. Okay. So because I'm not a registered dietitian, I just tell you that as my disclaimer, that this is my meal plan. Everybody's body is different. I'm not going to tell you what I eat in a day. I'm just going to give you an idea of what I'm going to eat for the week. Actually, it might be broken down by day because you'll be able to tell based on the meals, but I am not necessarily saying that you have the same caloric needs that I do. I'm simply here to give you ideas on what you can do to make tiny changes to your diet. I'm not saying you're on a diet. I'm not on a diet either. I don't think anybody should be on a quote-unquote diet. This is a lifestyle. And this is my meal plan. Okay. So, and reminder to head on over to stan.store/Melissa Hadley, MelissaHadley, fit with MS to learn more about my one-on-one wellness coaching, my group coaching availability, and my 1 month anti-inflammatory meal plan. That's a 1 month plan. And it's totally different than what I'm going to give you here. So, basically, for breakfast, I am going to be making a chia seed pudding. It's going to have chia, which is great fiber, and that three-ingredient almond milk. I have to go find it. I know that it's at Whole Foods. And I will be putting some almond butter on top of that. So that will be my breakfast. Some mornings and other mornings, I will have a protein shake. Sometimes I still use the vegan Shakeology. I do not work for Beachbody anymore, but I do still have some of that. I really enjoy the Aura Organics protein powder. So that's been great. And in that, I will add almond milk, water, ice, almond butter, and spinach, and some frozen strawberries. With that chia seed pudding, I'll probably also have a side of steamed spinach. So I'm always trying to make sure that I'm getting in proteins and my vegetables, my greens, right? So in addition to the spinach with the chia seed pudding, I might even have some turkey bacon on the side to increase the protein. All right, so that's a sample of what breakfast will be like. For lunch, and I'm going to eat when I'm hungry, by the way. So if I'm not hungry, I'm not going to necessarily run to the fridge, but I know that I need to keep my caloric intake up, especially because of weightlifting. So I will eat three full meals. I'll stop eating at 7 at night and I'll have one snack. So my lunches are going to be a conglomeration of whatever I want that day. So I'm going to make all of these meals ahead of time. All of these things that I'm going to tell you about will be served over a bed of greens. So either arugula or another serving of spinach or some mixed greens. So, and it will act as its own dressing. So I don't really need a salad dressing when I have wet stuff on top. So, and you'll know what I mean when I say wet stuff, when you hear these different things that I'm going to put on top. So these are separate salads that I'm going to put on top of the lettuce. So the first one has roasted chicken. So you break apart the chicken, add some carrots, some shredded carrots, add some turmeric, add some chopped up red onions, chopped up cilantro, and Coco Dune coconut yogurt. Mix all of that together So the chicken, the carrots, turmeric, red onions, cilantro, and the Coco June yogurt, unflavored. And then that becomes like a chicken salad, and I'll put that on top of the bed of greens. Okay, so that's one sample of what lunch could be. Another one is like a Mediterranean salad. So goat cheese feta, chickpeas, some orzo, olives, the Kalamata olives, some chopped up bell peppers, chopped up cucumbers, all mixed with avocado oil. Okay, so again, that's goat cheese feta, chickpeas, orzo, Kalamata olives, chopped up bell peppers, chopped up cucumbers, and avocado oil, all mixed up and put on top of a bed of greens. Okay. Then for a snack, and I might have an apple on the side if I'm feeling like I need an apple. All right. If I feel like it. If I don't, then I'll have that for snack. I'll have an apple with some almonds or an apple with a Chomps beef stick, which is grass-fed and grass-finished. So that's my potential snack options. And then for dinner, I will have, so I'm going to make this ahead of time, roasted butternut squash mixed with chopped up garlic, farro, hemp seeds, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, avocado oil, and Himalayan sea salt and pepper. Mix that all together, and I'll have like a side of chicken or a side of salmon or a side of wild haddock. The salmon's also wild, always wild fish. So again, butternut squash that's roasted, mixed in with some farro, garlic, hemp seeds, pumpkin seeds, and sunflower seeds, avocado oil, pepper, and some Himalayan sea salt. Mix that all together. That's a side dish to the wild fish or some organic chicken. And that's dinner. So I will likely have the same dinner all week. It does not bother me. And then the next week, I'll do something different. Now, when I wake up, I'll have my morning supplement, which you can find a link to at my Hugh and Grace shop. It's northstarcoaching.hugh and grace.com. When you go there, you'll find our morning supplement. So I do my morning routine. I have our one ingredient collagen in my coffee after I've had my breakfast to keep my cortisol levels low. And then I have my hydrate detox. I just mix that in water and I sip that throughout the morning, 36 ounces of water. And my morning supplements, I just take those with the water. So that's my morning routine. And I'm doing 4 weeks for everybody, which is a beach body workout. So that's 4 days of exercise, and it's 4 days of weightlifting, and then 1 to 2 days of steady state cardio is what I'm doing. So walking, jogging, maybe the bike. And then another snack actually is sardines. Sardines are super good for you, healthy fats. I might mix some avocado in with those salads because avocados are really good healthy fats. And in the morning also, I'm going to be making little shots of juice. So this week, my little shot of juice is going to be, I'm going to boil some cinnamon in some water along with some ginger and lemon. So then I'm going to let it cool and I'll add apple cider vinegar after it's cooled so that it does not, my friend was telling me that you got to add the ACV after you boil it off, after it's cooled, so that the mother in the ACV does not die. So apple cider vinegar, cinnamon, ginger, and lemon. And that's going to be my morning shot, so to speak. So that's it, everybody. There's some ideas for you, and hopefully that helps you. And it won't give you a whole meal plan for the entire week. It definitely does for me, because I don't mind eating the same thing over and over. It makes life that much easier, and actually your grocery bill that much cheaper. So I hope you enjoyed this. And if you found this episode helpful, please share it with somebody on your social media or somebody else in your life who may want to hear it that might find it helpful. Until next week, my friend, connect with others with a simple smile, a hug, or a high five. And remember to be well, be kind, and find the happy in the everyday.